Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tzippi Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or maybe just handling it better. We go through our daily adventure where we ask the question, what have we done today? What stands out today? What's the most important thing we did today? How have you overcome today? What was your challenge of the day? We march to the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. We talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find that their struggles and triumphs and lessons they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when you see you in the face, that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself to situations that you never saw before. And that is what the E-Factor is all about. And tonight's show is dedicated to a very, very special person who happens to be right now in need of healing. It's Eve Rachel. And Eve Rachel shall remain anonymous due to the sensitivity of her situation. But she does need a healing. She does indeed need that healing energy her way. And not only are we sending it her way, we're all going to concentrate on making sure that she can receive it. And if she's willing and she's able, then she will receive it. And Rachel, Eve, or Eve Rachel, is right now in the hands of doctors. And that is why I'm really, really concerned. Because doctors study medicine, not health. They medicate you, which makes you medicated. That was a beep. Which makes you walk around medicated all the time. And every illness and every medication is a placebo. And they don't sell placebos, and they're not interested in curing anybody because placebos don't make money. The last time they actually cured anybody was polio, and that cost them millions, if not billions of dollars, so they'll never do that again. And if you think that they are, then you are just mistaken. And I would rather have you experience it rather than believe it, and rather than believe what people say to us, because most people, they don't see, they don't know. So you don't really know, you just kind of believe with no validation at all. And that's really the bottom line. And that is why today the show is dedicated to the healing and the healing power and the challenge of having to go through the healing of during every minute of our life. Because it doesn't take much to throw your body off balance. After just 2 days of skipping exercises, research has shown that our insulin is already starting to misbehave and not to work as effectively as it should. And a single alcohol beer . But the good news is that the do it without it being that painful. And so I'm going to give you the recipe, but I will give you more details when you push that follow button and come on right over to the E-Fast without suffering. And so the recipe is 2 tablespoons of organic lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of organic grape maple syrup, and 1/10 of a teaspoon of ground cayenne pepper, 10 ounces of filtered water. I prefer distilled water because filtered water, we don't know what kind of filtered water you're actually going to use. But if you use distilled water, you know the distilled water really doesn't have anything in it. And that's a cleanse that you can start cleansing your body and healing your body on the physical level, because the emotional level and the spiritual level also need some kind of a healing that really works together with it. And you can't really separate it. You can't just do one without doing the other. You can't just attack the body without attacking our limiting beliefs. What are limiting beliefs? Limiting beliefs are something like that we believe that we're not good enough. We're not enough. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough of anything. One of our limiting beliefs can be anything, but it could even be something as simple as it's greedy for me or I'm not worthy. And so if we don't work on that at the same point that we work on the body, then we're not balanced and we're not going where we want to go. And we don't understand why we're being stopped from going there. And so the whole idea of overcoming our challenges and living the kind of adventure of a life that can just look at challenges and setbacks as part of the game, which it is to awaken within us. That's really what everybody wants. And when you have no desires, then you have no reason to take, then you have no reason to take anything from them. And you live in the world of giving. When I say when you have no desires, I don't mean that you don't want to do anything. I mean that you just accept everything and be happy for it. It's a world of no ego, a world of having. It's not money, even though you can have money, you can have thousands, you can have millions of dollars, but it's not about the money. It's about looking in the mirror and liking what you see. It's about how to diffuse and get rid of the energy of anger. Anger causes diseases. Ask your mind if it knows how to have a better relationship with your body, how to heal your body. Go ahead and ask. Can you see that you don't have the answer? And can you see that your mind has been telling you to disapprove of yourself? Now you need to make a decision. I'm going to be positive and love myself, or I'm going to be negative. I'm going to be negative and love myself. And the question is, can you let go of disapproving of yourself? Do you want to let go of disapproving of yourself? Do you want to let go a little bit more and give yourself some approval? And that's the beginning of the process of how to let go of a lot of negative energy. And so if you feel like this is something that you can do, then go ahead and come on over to the eFactor University, where right now you can take a class for free, and we can work on it. We can take that further. We can get you in touch with your true essence. You can hear yourself laughing like a little kid. And you can notice the energy in your stomach and your chest, and it's the energy of light. And what if we're all sending and receiving signals without realizing it? So if you don't like somebody, they are picking it up. They're picking up the energy, just like little kids pick it up. So that's the process the man who has no limitation at all. A man who talks about it. It's not what you say, it's what you do. It's the energy behind what you say that is important. Because talking is not doing, and doing is what really counts. So that's basically the idea of it. And the idea is basically, can you let go of disappointing yourself? Can you let go of the fear? Can you let go of the negative? And of course you can, and of course you want to. It's just the process that you go through. And if you, all you have to do is take a little bit of time, a little bit of thought process looking at it. Because positive is a wind. And getting people to feel sorry for you is a waste of time. Positive gives you clarity on how to have things happen in your life rather than to push it away. And so the general exercise that you can do, it's a lot of general exercise you can do about depression, about health, even though we're focusing on health today. And the real learning experience is experiential. You have to experience it. And so basically it's how you heal your body by getting, by letting go of all the limiting beliefs that we have, by letting go of the fear, by letting go of the resentments that we have accumulated, that we have kind of made part of our life. The challenges that I've had in the past 2 days kind of seem like they were not challenges at all. But at the moment that I was going through it, definitely seemed like a huge challenge. But reaching out to Rosemary two times ago, and then having Esther, who was like an angel that saved my life, come into my life, and then just watching my adventures on a daily basis has really opened my eyes to such an amazing new way of looking at things that I'm going to just finish tonight with a little poem that I wrote. And I wrote this poem as I was rewriting my book, Planning Power. You can read my book. You can also read the first chapter of my book on Amazon.com. But the way it is right now is great, but I'm rewriting it and I'm adding a lot of chapters. But today, as I sat down to write, I really couldn't write. And I guess that was one of the challenges I had today. But instead, I wrote a poem at the end of the book, and I want to read to you. Okay, so the name of my book is called Planning Power. And sitting there thinking about planning power, I wrote this poem. And this is, don't forget, the end of the book after you read about planning power, why it happened to me, how I figured it out, and some of the things that I learned along the way. Plan was simple. Don't plan. My life was lived in the random juice of embracing each moment. The plan was made today and followed tomorrow and adjusted every minute to flow with the wind until it all stopped and my breath was forbidden, for my lungs no longer were whole and complete. I was knocked out of life, but I didn't have a life. It was just that life had happened to me. But the knock was hard, and the lesson was even harder. And the knowledge that my plans were an accidental rainbow of thoughts. But those thoughts were the blueprint of a life that was leading me down the lane of nothing at all. And the plan was random, and it hit me, and it punched me. But the secret was, I was punching myself And the joke was on me, for I was the joker and the waves were manipulated by my own secret thoughts. But the thoughts were so secret, they were hidden even from me. And I was not aware that they drove all my needs, and then it all exploded. It was the fireworks that imploded in my body, in my heart, in my soul, in my life. And I watched it all disappear. And I quickly reappeared into life that was now the one plan is now clear. And my mission is sincere, to allow my pain to serve as the one that would help you succeed and eliminate the need to be random and thoughtless and not dare to dream. Your dreams will awake me. When your skill will remake me and your wishes will flourish with joy in my heart. So don't sit around. Go plan a while and follow those whispers that call you away. Don't fear the abundance. It will come in much sundance and will grow to be rich beyond any dream. Let it all go to the wind and remember to think that you know what you're doing and know that it's right. Don't doubt your mission. Adjust your transmission and let them all know that it's time for you to grow. Grow stronger, my child, in dreamland or yonder, and flourish with plans that will blow them away. And that was a poem that I wrote today. And it kind of summarizes what my book is about. And if you read the chapter one of my book, you'll see what I mean with all that. And if you have any questions, again, all you have to do is submit it to lifemodification.net. And we have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight in the E Factor Show. You are listening to Block Talk Radio. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up, either first or maybe second, or you can go find out more about it, lifemodification.net, that's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. E-factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call me in live when I broadcast live, but not tonight. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.